Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And with me, talking about the things that you voted for this time, are Adam Smith, Jackie Wilcox, Joel Richards, and Mike Bancole. And my God, what a few days we have got ahead of us. I'd say I've reached the stage in the week where I'm waking up in cold sweats and then waking up in quite real sweats every morning because I've just been sweating all night. It's in my dreams at this stage. I'm having not just dreams about the game, but anxiety dreams where I'm losing all my teeth, anxiety dreams where I'm turning up late to things. All manner of anxiety dreams are upon me. But we'll talk about how we're all feeling. And you know what? We'll talk about other sport as well because it is a big weekend for free sport on the telly. We've got the Grand National, we've got the Masters. There's all sorts going on and we'll get to that eventually. But just to quickly explain the concept of the show to you if you've not listened before. With Wildcards, you vote for what we spend our time talking about on Twitter. But if anyone on the panel today does not want to talk about what has won out in the public vote, they can use a wildcard. They've got one per show, so they need to use it wisely or wildly. That would work too. That's also the nature of the show. But look, let's dive straight in to LFC present. And your options were Naby Keita, the front three against City, and Ibrahima Konate. But obviously, we're all just thinking about the weekend. So we're going to talk about the front three against City, unless you want to use a wild card. But that's what won in the public vote, Adam. And I think, should we start by talking about Salah? Because it feels like, well, I mean, all the questions are obvious questions, but it feels like one of the most obvious questions. It seems obvious that he plays in some capacity. I don't know whether he starts. He had a really disappointing game. And you can almost, I mean, you can absolutely see how tired he is. He's got the fatigue of just everything, but also AFCON, also the World Cup. And not just the fatigue that comes from those, but the fatigue that comes from the disappointment of them. And it seems like he's really carrying that quite heavily at the minute. And I mean, for me, there's no question that he starts, but I don't know how you feel about it. I think we may all be getting a little bit too down on him. He's a player that, as much as any of us, likes the narrative, and my God, what a narrative it would be if he turns around a little bit of a bum streak by slotting a few goals against City.